or five say that it was better than was
Canto 7, chapter 5, Bahijgris Gauram Prabhu.
So then he was coming out and Jiva Goswami became very agitated. Hey, what is this? How could you get this? That is out of humility. Our Rupa Goswami has said, no, you defeat me. So he took him to Yamuna. So Rupa Maharaj is thinking, who the hell is this? The Guru and Sanatana have given signature A on Agate. So then it was evening time. Sun was setting. So Rupa Maharaj told Jiva Goswami, I want to enter Yamuna to do Gayatri and take a bath. What about you? Jiva Goswami said, no, I don't believe in doing Gayatri at this time. So, right? Is it the time to do Gayatri, Sandhya? Why you are not doing? So Jiva Goswami said that when there is birth and death in the family, then one does not do Gayatri. And when we do Gayatri, when the phases of sun change, morning, then afternoon, then evening it sets. So when the sun goes through three phases, when there is changing phases, then you do Gayatri. Because the modes are changing at that time. To remember that I am not connected to the modes. I am not affected by the modes. I am in the Supreme Lord. But Krishna Surya Saman, the sun of Krishna is constantly in my heart, shining brightly. So the sun is not changing any phases. So why I should do Gayatri? And Bhakti Devi has just been born and all my material desires have died. So there is birth and death in my own home. So because of the birth and death, Sutal Lagri. So therefore I cannot do. Okay? So Rupa Narayan got deluded there and there. It was like a psychological defeat right on the spot because he was wondering who the hell is this. So Jiva Goswami then debated with him and defeated him. And he came to Rupa Goswami saying, I defeated. Rupa Goswami became so angry. He said, you are proud. You are trying to establish your superiority. You are bringing in non-Vrindavan spirit in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is not the whole idea of defeating or not defeating. Okay. So this is a very powerful pastime actually. And many of the Radhakund Babajis have taken this pastime out of context and they kind of make certain allegations on Jiva Goswami that he broke the principle of humility and things like that. But actually, Jiva Goswami was concerned with protecting the dignity of Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami also wanted to make a point that as devotees, we are not too much worried about victory and defeat. We are mostly concerned with the smile on the Lord's face. So whatever brings that, that is known as Swarupagata Sukha. Swarupagata Sukha means the only birthright pleasure of a soul. The only inheritance which the soul is allowed to have in terms of its pleasure is to see the pleasure on the Lord's face. So therefore, later, of course, Sanatana Goswami intervened and got Jiva back. But this pastime reveals that the Goswamis were too absorbed in just serving to be bothered by all this. So therefore, it's very important to understand this, otherwise even in a community of devotees, you'll just land up in a social scene where you start considering these devotees are my friends, these devotees are not my friends, and it, rather than discussing Krishna Katha, the entire community becomes a hotbed of gossip. And we pull each other's leg down into the whirlpool of offenses and just start drowning. So therefore, it is not always some, because as soon as you say, oh, there is a temple is surrounded by all devotees staying around them, the brahmacharis are in the ashram, the grihasthas in their houses, it is my dream to get a house around the Hare Krishna temple. Okay, but that is subject to the fact that you live a proper devotional life the way it is expected. So what happens typically, then Grihastha never gets up for Mangalarti, never attend Mangalarti, sadhana is weak, heart doesn't get purified, false ego still remains prominent, and when there are a group of people who are interacting with each other on the basis of non-diminishing false ego. False ego is still like not decreasing so much. So you cannot have healthy relationships. It just becomes a society of conflicts and fights. So therefore the basis for devotional interactions is a strong substance of sadhana. So when there is a regular hearing, chanting, Mangalarti Katha programs, so you will find that people should not have any energy left for mundane interactions. And that is how Radhanath Swami developed Chopadi. He just exhausted everyone's energy with 4-4, 5-5 hours katha, 4-4, 5-5 hours kirtan, after hearing so much, after dancing so much. Kya shakti bachega? Kisi ke saath jamta bhi nahi to dono so jaate. I have a lot of issues. I also have a lot of issues. Baad mein baat karte hain usse. And now that his presence is being felt lesser and lesser, so the sound vibration is not able to completely permeate and drown the people. Otherwise, Mahaprabhu has said only one solution, kirtaniya. As soon as sound vibration begins, mind vibration starts. And when mind vibration starts, tongue vibration follows. And when tongue vibration starts, then internet vibration begins. So all these things because of restless mind. So therefore, to the extent one is absorbed in the holy name and the katha, to that extent one will experience joy above the mundane concepts of friendship and enmity, likes and dislikes of this world, beyond rag and dvish. Okay, so therefore, please know that do not think that Shanta and Amarka are two personalities sitting in Satyayuga in Hiranyakashipu's palace. So the tendency of Shanta and Amarka is to teach or speak or propagate the philosophy of friendship and enmity. The Vishnu and Vaishnavas are enemies and Hiranyakashipu's party is friends. So this party politics. So therefore one has to be very careful about it. One has to be very vigilant about it.
Ekadasura Ratputram
Angam Marupya Pandava
Angam Marupya Pandava
Chakatyatam Vatsam
Chakatyatam Vatsam
Mayate Sadhu Yad Bhavan
Mayate Sadhu Yad Bhavan.
Bully.
My dear King Yudhishthira, once upon a time the king of the demon Hiranyakashipu took his son Prahlad on his lap and very affectionately inquired, "My dear son, please let me know what you think is the best of all the subjects you have studied from your teachers."
So this is, that's okay, I'll take it. Hiranyakashipu was very affectionate towards his son. So how do you identify a demon? Because a Vaishnava is also affectionate to his son. Demon is also affectionate to son. Kansa was also affectionate to Devaki. So when you see some display of affection, can we come to the conclusion that he must be gentleman? The test is when the sense gratification of that person is either stopped or refused or taken away. How does he react? So as Radhanath Maharaj always quotes, the greatness of a person is estimated by his ability to tolerate provoking situations. So that's the thing, and that is what will distinguish between Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad. And you see in the 10th canto how Kamsa reacted very vehemently. When as soon as he found out that Devaki is going to be the cause of my destruction, which is Kumbhadi, Durvasa, he reacted violently. So therefore, we should know that to the extent we are able to increase our tolerance. How do I know? You have a question, am I advancing in spiritual life? I have spent X number of years, 5 years, 8 years, 10 years, 15 years. So you must identify three things. Number one, am I eager to serve others or am I eager to be served by others? Number two, am I glorifying and appreciating others or am I expecting to be glorified or appreciated by others? And third, am I thinking about Krishna and the mission and how to expand mission more and how to glorify and serve Krishna more, or am I thinking about myself all the time? So to the extent one becomes more and more selfless in his mind, words and body, to that extent you can understand that you are gradually making progress in the spiritual path. Okay. So therefore Prabhupada is writing, Yasmin Vigyate Sarvam Eva Vigyatam Bhavati. So Prabhupada says, Hiranyakashipu just asked him, Manyate Sadhu Yad Bhavan. Whatever you think is best, you speak. So Hiranyakashipu was thinking, this fellow, he may not remember anything. Whatever he remembers, let him speak, Baba. Theek hai, you choose. He gave like an open book test. Chalo, bolo beta. So Prabhupada says, but one who knows Krishna knows everything. And then Prabhupada quotes himself. Sometimes we have to challenge a big scientist and philosopher. But by the grace of Krishna, we are ever successful. It is impossible, practically speaking, for ordinary men to challenge scientists and philosophers. Devotee can challenge them because the best of everything is known to a devotee by the grace of Krishna. The special favor enlightens the devotee with all knowledge by putting before him the torch of light. Okay. So Prahlad Maharaj was able to solve the most difficult parts of problems because of his advanced Krishna consciousness. So this one line can actually sustain your whole life if you look at it carefully. This one line has a solution for all your issues of life. Prahlad Maharaj was able to solve, okay, the most difficult parts of problems because of his advanced Krishna consciousness. You may miss this line. Again, Prahlad Maharaj was able to solve the most difficult part of problems because of his advanced Krishna consciousness. So there is only one solution. What is that? Advancement in Krishna consciousness. No other solution. You have to rise above the problems. So therefore, we have no other choice. And many times we may have to just wait for time to manifest. Is it not? If you put rice to cook, you need at least to wait 20 minutes. Even if long line is standing, everyone is screaming, shouting and banging on the door, what will you do? You have seen the scary scenes in outside kitchens. On Gaur Purnima day, my God, what a crowd it was. 4,500 people all screaming. One line merging into another line. Nobody knowing what is going on. You know? So, whatever may be the case, before certain time, you cannot cook the rice and bring. You can't say that, acha acha, look, itri der se khade ho. Look, khao. Kya khilaoge? Kaccha. Chawal pakne ke liye 20 minute to lagta hai ki nahi? Hai ki nahi? 20 minute ke pehle khila diya to jo kha raha hai wo pakega. Chawal ko to pakana hai 20 minute. Uske pehle kya ho sakta hai? So when you say, because of his advanced Krishna consciousness. So some time is required for cooking your consciousness. So if rice takes 20 minutes, how much time consciousness will take? Go away, kitchen wale.
Oh,
Master Babu. Oh, Master Babu. Prasanna Prabhu. Chawal ko 20 minute. Consciousness ko kitna? Huh?
No comments.
No comments. Kam se kam 20 saal. Minimum. Hai ki nahi? तो 20 मिनट के पहले जल्दीबाजी करोगे तो क्या मिलेगा? चावल का तो मिनिमम टाइम होता तो लगेगा। तो 20 साल के पहले तो देखना भी नहीं, बस बर्नर धीमी करके धक्का लगा के समझ रहे हैं? पूरा स्टीम अंदर ही रहना चाहिए, पूरी गर्मी अंदर ही रहेगी तो अच्छा है कि नहीं? तभी तो चावल पकेगा। क्यों भाई? अभी मैं किचन से आ रहा हूँ, थोड़ा ज्यादा इफेक्ट हो रहा है। So if the rice starts saying, अरे गर्म लग रहा है यार नीचे से, गैस बंद कर दो। So it will not get cooked. So what do you want? Cooked rice or uncooked rice? Flame should be on or off? On or off?
On.
If you are on the blame, how would you like the blame to be? That is where we are. Prahlad Maharaj was able to solve the most difficult parts of problems because of this advanced Krishna consciousness. So, when the consciousness keeps getting cooked on the flame of devotional service, then you know, gradually you will experience transformation. You cannot be impatient. Utsaha nishchaya dhiriya. Dhiri dhiri. Holy, holy. Gradually, process will take its own time. So you must have a realistic idea about the time taken for transformation. Understand? If you follow the process, right. So therefore he replied as follows. Shri Prahlad Uvacha.
Shri Prahlad Uvacha.
Tat sadhu manye suravarya dehina.
Tat sadhu manye suravarya dehina.
Sada samudre nadiyam asagraha.
Sada samudre nadiyam asagraha.
Vidvatna patam brihamandha kupa.
Vidvatna patam brihamandha kupa.
Vanam gatoya dharima ashrayeta.
Vanam gatoya dharima ashrayeta.
This is not there for your memorizing? This shloka?
Exactly.
Okay, how do you know? Okay. बोलिए बोलिए ट्रांसलेशन करिए।
प्रहलाद महाराज रिप्लाइड, ओ बेस्ट ऑफ द असुरास, किंग ऑफ ह्यूमंस, एज फार एज आई हैव लर्नड फ्रॉम माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर, एनी पर्सन हु हैज एक्सेप्टेड अ टेंपरेरी बॉडी एंड टेंपरेरी हाउसहोल्ड लाइफ इज सर्टेनली एंबैरस्ड बाय एंजाइटी बिकॉज ऑफ हैविंग फॉलन इन अ डार्क वेल वेयर देयर इज नो वाटर बट ओनली सफरिंग. One should give up this position and go to the forest. More clearly, one should go to Vrindavan, where one only Krishna consciousness is prevalent, and should thus take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Tat sadhu manye. Sadhu, what I consider is best. Asuravarya, O best of demons, Dehinam, of the persons who have accepted the material body. Sadana Samudvig Nadhyam. What is the cause of anxieties? Asat Grahat. Because of accepting the body, absorption in I and mine.
Okay. So asat graha is I and mine. Same as chapter 1 Bhagavad Gita. Mamaka Pandavastu. Hitvatma patam graham andhakupam. So therefore let me give up the house, which is like deep dark well. But there is no water but only suffering. Why one who considers a temporary body household life, why it is called deep dark well?
He can't get out.
What does it mean? That deep, what is that deep dark well? Is that deep rooted misconception of false ego? I own this house. I control this beautiful woman. I have created these kids. This vehicle belongs to me. I am supposed to be respected. I am an honorable man. This is my profile. I. That conception of me being so great is so deep, you can't get out of it. Amaya Manadena is impossible for this guy. He's so much absorbed in selfish thoughts. So the conception of selfishness, of always thinking from my personal point of view, can't be given up so easily. Unless someone puts hand and puts you out. Therefore one needs help to get out of this conception. So therefore, grihamandha kupam. So vanam gato. So vanam gato means, Prabhupada says, which vanam?
Vrindavan.
Why Vrindavan? What is the difference between blind well and Vrindavan? What do you mean Krishna consciousness?
All activities are centered around Krishna.
Centered around Krishna. That means not centered around? Selflessness, that is Vrindavan. Not considering I, me, mine, only Krishna, the gopis. Anyera hridayaman moravan Vrindavan manavana ekakoi yani. That Vrindavan is the place where Krishna and Radharani must be worshipped and served as a priority. Okay. So therefore, Vrindavan means it is a consciousness of keeping service, selfless service, service without selfish considerations as a priority. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada said, our temples are like Vrindavan. That means, how will it become Vrindavan? When each devotee starts thinking about how I serve others, how I please others, how I help others, how I please Krishna and spread Krishna's message. So to the extent the consciousness is selfless, to that extent one will be absorbed in the mood of Vrindavan, like the Vrajavasis. Ahobhagyam, ahobhagyam, nandugo, vajokasam, nirmitram, paramanandam, purna brahma. Sanatana. The Brajavasis were so fortunate, they were continuously playing with Krishna. And all of Krishna left Vrindavan, the Brajavasis are still thinking about Krishna. So therefore, na gani apnaduk dekhi Vrajeshwari mukh. Madharani is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is singing in front of Rathyatra cart, in front of Lord Jagannath. In the mood of Radharani, Radharani is telling Krishna in Kurukshetra, Narvani Apanaduk Dekhi Prajeshwari Mukh, that I am not considering my own distress, but I am seeing Yashoda Mai's distress. At least, to relieve her distress, you come back to Vrindavan. So, that is the mood of the Prajavasis, that since the time Krishna left, they were continuously thinking of serving Krishna only. That is the meaning of love. Love is tested. For everything there is a test. For your competence in Bhagavatam, we are taking test every day. Why we are taking test? To understand. If you don't take test and ask you, samajh gaye? Sab log kya bolenge? Yaad aaye? After every chapter, if you just keep the system, that next day morning speaker will come and ask, kal ka sab yaad hai na? Aap log kya bolenge? पूरा जितना लिखा उससे ज्यादा जो जो प्रभुपाद ने नहीं लिखा वो भी आ गया. बट इन ऑर्डर टू प्रूव इट और टू अंडरस्टैंड इट वी गिव अ टेस्ट. सो थ्रू दैट रिटन एग्जाम देन सम आइडिया इज गिवन. ओके व्हाट इज हैपनिंग, हाउ मच यू स्टडी, हाउ मच यू रिमेंबर. सो टू अंडरस्टैंड गोल्ड, so you have to use gold testing machine. What's that called? Kasoti. There is a samastha gold here. Right? So for everything there is a particular test to understand the genuineness and to test the quality. Like in all companies there is a quality control department. To understand the strength, and you have a test to test the strength. Water, we send the water for testing, it was found. You know, water and vada is horrible. So therefore it has to be boiled. So I hope you are all drinking now boiled water. Hai ki nahi? Boiled water kya na? So you take a test for understanding the quality of different things. So what is the test to understand the quality of love? Yes, what tests love? How do you understand it is selfless?
There is, what I was mentioning, that there is every reason to break the relationship. But some, you still you keep on serving and your relationship continues.
Yes. Sarvata dhvamsa rahitam. Although there is every reason for relationship to be broken, still that relationship is not broken. That is called love. But the main principle is, what tests love? Separation. It is very easy to claim, I love Prabhupada, I love Gurudev, I love Radha Gopinath, I love you, I love him, I love her. What will be the test? Separation. Because when there is separation, the greatest incentive which you get is taken away, which is reciprocation. So when there is no reciprocation, and in spite of not getting any reciprocation, you continue serving, that is the proof that actually you are concerned. So as long as Krishna was there, it was difficult to actually glorify the gopis' conception, because okay, at least they were getting the honor of being with Krishna at nights. So probably that was inspiring them to cook all the items in the day, to make all the garments, because they were also recipients of some nectar at night. But when Krishna abandoned the gopis and went for 100 years away, every day their garlands were of the same quality, their cooking was of the same quality, their making of betel leaves and the music was all of the same quality for 100 years. With the full hope that today Krishna will come. Ashadam. So therefore, when there is a separation, there is no communication, there is no reciprocation. And in the absence of communication and reciprocation, if the person continues serving, then that is the testimony of the quality of his love. So therefore we should know that we cannot really claim that we love someone till we are in separation from them. Because the test will actually come after the separation. So therefore, Hitvatma Patam Brahmanda Kupam Vanam Gato. He says, go to one. Which one? Where the Brajavasis have proved what is love, how to love. Shri Narada Uvacha Shrutva Putra Virodaitya Parabhakshya Samahita Jahasa Buddhir Balana Vidyate Parabuddhi Vihi.
Heard Prahlada's words and he laughingly said, thus is the intelligence of children spoiled by the words of the enemy.
Therefore, in devotional context, in the association of devotees in ISKCON, it is not possible for us to understand whether we are really on the path of love of Krishna or not, unless we are tested. Okay, and therefore, if you are in solitude, so there is no one to test your selflessness. Because you, when you are alone, you can do what you want. When you want, the way you want. So therefore, the agents to test your selflessness are the Vaishnavas. The Vaishnavas surround you to give you an opportunity to test your selflessness. Because when you continue to serve the Vaishnavas and stay in the association of Vaishnavas and continue practicing the process in spite of dislike of situations, personalities, things, activities, then you are really proving to Krishna that I am sincerely trying to be selfless. Then Krishna takes your effort seriously. Otherwise, if you always do what you like to do, the way you like to do, when you like to do, how you like to do, then where is the question of any selflessness? And where is the question of any love? There is no question of love without selflessness. And there is no question of testing your selflessness unless there are some boundaries, some restrictions, some situations which is out of your control. So therefore, parapaksha samahitaha shrutva putra girah daityah parapaksha samahitaha. When Prahlad Maharaj spoke about the path of self-realization in devotional service, in faithful to the camp of his father's enemy, Hiranyakashipu heard Prahlad's words and laughingly said, thus is the intelligence of children spoiled by the words of the enemy. So after you complete your studies, 2 years, so then your real test of how much you have absorbed the Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita will come. Because in these 2 years you will be completing Bhagavatam, you will be completing CC. You are already Bhakti Vaibhav. Do you know that? Congratulations. But you finish 6 cantos. By the next God Purnima you will be Bhakti Vedanta. Technically, we won't give you that degree. Anyone who finishes 12 cantos is called
Bhakti Vedanta. Bhakti Vedanta Pandit.
And anyone who completes CC is called Bhakti Sarvabhuma. Right, Keshav Chandra Prabhu? Bhakti is Sarvabhaum. But all these are, you know, knowledge component. But your application will be tested when you get into the field of actually serving Vaishnava community and society through the agency of ISKCON. And then how you are able to deal with each other, deal with others, deal with outsiders, deal with situations, and how you respond to that. That will be a function of how much of this knowledge has entered into your consciousness and been assimilated by you. Because practically in these 2 years you will study about every Vaishnava who has either been in ecstasy or in misery. And what all they have done when they were in misery, how they have taken shelter, how they have tolerated. All pastimes, katha, stories, shlokas will already be there inside. But how does it filter through that compartment into your heart and consciousness? That will be the test. So it's going to be even more difficult because you'll already be Bhakti Vedanta. And you'll probably be functioning with someone or under someone, you know, who may not know the Bhakti Shastri. So, how you will deal with it? What if your in charge is not even Bhakti Shastri? How you will deal with it?
It doesn't matter. Bhakti must have Bhakti,
right? Bhakti mode. He should not be Ravi Shastri. Aage bhakti hai to piche kuch kuch hai. Shastri, Shastri, Khastri sab chalega. No problem. Should be devotee. Chale dikhna chahiye. Simple living. So these are new challenges coming up for you, because you're in charge, maybe feeling awe and reverence of your hey, to bhakti sarvabhaum wale log aa gaye, dekh me kya kare kaise kare. So now Kiran Prabhu kidhar gaye? Okay. So very important point that you should just be down to earth in all situations, because this is part of a program where we just wanted you to get absorbed in the Shastra, but it should not create a feeling of superiority. Right? And that will be tested by your application and how you are able to tolerate difficult situations and continue serving selflessly in such situations. So the devotee community takes you seriously, not just based on your Shastric knowledge, but based on how you carry yourself year after year with dedication, sincerity and commitment. So that's, I think, the important point, and in no way, shape or form anyone should feel that we are better. So Hiranyakashipu heard Prahlad's words and laughingly said, "Thus is the intelligence of children spoiled by the words of the enemy." Parapaksha. Parapaksha is enemy, samanita. Sahasabuddhirbalanam vidyate parabuddhi. By instructions from enemy's camp. Was angered by the intelligence of Vaishnava. The asura bhava, atheistic nature, is directly represented by Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu became angry that his son was being influenced by the camp of the enemies. He did not like that saintly person did not be allowed the residential quarters of his son. So this is, you know, the mentality of the demoniac people. They don't want devotees to influence anyone. Samyak vidhaya tambalo,
samyak vidhaya tambalo,
guruge he pijati dhi,
guruge he pijati dhi,
Vishnu देशपक्षय प्रतिच्छन्नैः
देशपक्षय प्रतिच्छन्नैः
विद्येत अस्य धीर्यथा
विद्येत अस्य धीर्यथा.
Hiranyakashipu advised his assistants, my dear demons, give complete protection to this boy at the Gurukul, where he is instructed so that his intelligence will not be further influenced by Vaishnavas who may go there in disguise. So this is a very classic purport of Prabhupada. Because last year there was a controversy. Why Radhanath Swami is appearing on TV show without Tilak? You know? Yeah? You saw that interview? There was a television interview. Huh? Yeah, he appeared on one of the channels, I don't know which one. Fox. Yes. So he appeared without Tilak. And I think even with Obama it's without Tilak. I'm not sure. I don't remember. So there was like a whole outcry. Why Radhanath Swami is going without Tilak? Sannyasi should be with Tilak. So then at that time, you know, I was referring to this purport. In our Krishna consciousness movement, the tactic of dressing oneself like an ordinary karmi is necessary. Because everyone in the demonic kingdom is against the Vaishnava teachings. Krishna consciousness is not at all to the liking of the demons of the present age. As soon as they see a Vaishnava dressed in saffron with beads on his neck and tilak on his forehead, they are immediately irritated. They criticize the Vaishnavas by sarcastically saying, Hare Krishna! And some people also chant Hare Krishna sincerely. In either case, Hare Krishna is absolute. Whether one chants it jokingly, sincerely, it will have its effect. Vaishnavas are pleased when the demons chant Hare Krishna because it shows that Hare Krishna movement is taking ground. The greater demons like Hiranyakashipu are always prepared to chastise the Vaishnavas. They try to make arrangements and the Vaishnavas will not come to sell their books and preach Krishna consciousness. As what was meant by Hiranyakashipu long, long ago is still being done. That is the way of material. Demons or materialists do not like the advancement of Krishna consciousness. They try to hinder in any way. The preachers of Krishna consciousness must go forward in their Vaishnava dress or any other dress. Chanakya Pandit says, one is an honest person, deals with a great cheater. It is necessary for him to become a cheater also. Not for the purpose of cheating, but to make his preaching successful. So therefore, when you come to the situation of, you know, preaching, then you realize how many difficulties are there. All impediments. In fact, in America, sometimes it's easier to preach in colleges than in Mumbai. Because in America you can make a club, a Bhakti Yoga club, and college will give funding also. $7,000-$10,000 per annum. Chalao club, chalao, paisalo. Or Mumbai will be like, nahi, iskon bolao karenge, Musalman bhi aayega, Christian bhi aayega. Aayega tab devi na baba tab tak to karne do. Standard dialogue. If we allow you, we have to allow Christians also, Muslims also, this also. So. Sarvadharman Parikritya. We throw all religious organizations out of the campus. And then we just keep doing illegally, underground, overground, whatever. So it is a very pathetic situation. So what Prabhupada is saying is right. So many places we just have to go like that. And all Eastern Bloc preaching has happened. Where Devamrita Maharaj was telling how he was wearing wigs, false passports. Bhakti Tirtha Swami also, one time his wig was glowing like anything. Blue light was coming from the bluish tinge, you know, because of some chemicals or whatever was there in that wig. His wig looking really artificial. So he has black skin and blue hair. And one polished principal was sitting in front, he was trying to sell him a whole set of Prabhupada's books. So he looked at his hair and said, hey, isn't your color of hair strange? Why is that? He said, no, it's because of the shampoo, he said. And if he pulled it off, it would come off. It was just a wig he was wearing. So Prabhupada's disciples, they have taken such risks to push ISKCON in such dangerous places. When Berlin Wall was still there, if you cross the border, and it is found out that you are from the West Bloc or you are from, you know, NASA nations, NATO nations and you're trying to actually push religious books in East Bloc, can just shoot you. Or they can just send you to Siberia and no one will ever find out what happened to you. There won't be any record. And these devotees were just doing year after year, Harikesh Swami, Niranjan Swami, and Devadatta Swami, Bhakti Tirth Swami, all these people there. We must admit these Americans have a real spirit of adventure. Otherwise there was no way. Could have been a Niranjan Swami for years would go along a tourist group as a tourist. And then suddenly he would disappear from the group. And the tour guide would be searching, Hare kidhar gaya, wo ek tourist kidhar gaya. So in the daytime he would go have satsang in a small place like this, in a room this big, 200-250 devotees would give katha and kirtan and then. And some KGP agents would also come to check out, to report. But they would be so inspired, they will join. They would become Hare Krishnas. Then he would go back in the evening, one night. Sometimes that full day he would be with the tour, at night he would leave the hotel. And all night they would do satsang, then come back in the morning. Otherwise the tour guide would feel suspicious, what's going on. In such conditions they have done preaching. That's how you see so much of preaching activities all over the world. So therefore every devotee will have his particular contribution to make. And ISKCON has spread worldwide because of such dedication of preachers who have preached in all circumstances, in all kinds of dress, in all kinds of opposition. They have had the guts to do that. Right? So the Westerners have their contribution and the Indians have their contribution. Westerners contributed by their adventurous spirit, taking risks, you know, opening up places which were forbidden, challenging establishments. They were very good at that. But they couldn't manage much with sustaining, doing same thing day in and day out and following four principles. That was tough for them. Indians are great at that. They can keep doing one thing whole life. Many Indians are unmarried and they stay unmarried also, whole life. I have many relatives like that. My uncle is like that. And you will find many people like that. Just they are doing some bank job. They are in state bank. Saat saal ki umar tak state bank. Uske baad baithe, bas newspaper padh rahe, copy pee rahe, dosa kha rahe, ho gaya. 70, 75, 80 saal gaya. You must be knowing guys like that. Lot of guys in South India like that. तो वो लोग कभी कोई लस्ट विस्ट का कोई लेक्चर विक्चर सुने भी नहीं सर काम है चक्रो देश ये वो चल रहा है जिंदगी पूछा रहे शादी नहीं क्या तो बहन का शादी करते करते तीन चार बहनें थी शादी करते करते समझा नहीं टाइम कैसे निकल गया अपने बारे में भूल ही गए तो इंडिया में ऐसे मिलेंगे नमूने बहुत वेस्ट में मिलना मुश्किल है 12-13 में बच्चा पैदा करना स्टार्ट कर देते हैं सो एवरी See, culture has its advantages and disadvantages. Whereas if you tell the Indian, go and jump into the behind that communist country or this country where there is risk, so does God say,
"Arey, mera visa nahi hua.
Visa to kabhi hoga nahi." तो false passport बना के जा रहे हो।
False passport और jail में जाएगा नहीं, महीने जाता हो।
So we are by nature little more timid but steady. They are adventurous but unsteady. क्या करें? अलग-अलग sample. But everyone has to be engaged in ISKCON. So what they have done, we could never have done. And what we are doing, they can never do. So all over the world now, you find all temples are filled with Indians. क्योंकि Indian एक बार आता है तो छोड़ता ही नहीं. और बड़े-बड़े leaders को तो discuss करते हुए देखा है Western, है ना बोले? These guys, they never leave, man. And all of our new Western guys are coming and thinking this is a Hindu temple. They don't know what to do. And we don't know what to do because these are, you can't tell a guy who's coming for the last 15 years, abhi aap aana band kijiye. Hamare Western log abhi aana chahte. So this is a big issue in ISKCON, the Hinduization of ISKCON. Because Deshi logon ko lag raha hai badhiya, are Boston mein bhi khul gaya, are yahan pe bhi hai, yahan pe bhi hai. Hum to aa rahe hain aur wahan jaake phir apna wo samaj bana lete hain. अपना तो कन्नड़ा क्लब तमिल संगम samajam and Marwadi samajam, Patel samajam, Patidar samajam. ये सब तो अपना है ही पिंड में चार देसी मिले तो हो गया बस इनका पार्टी सब अपने अपने घर से एक एक आइटम लाए तो इसका मंदिर में आकर देखते हैं कि अपने को घर से मिला रहे यही मिलता है बहुत बढ़िया यही मिलते हैं अपन चलो तो यू आई हैव गॉन टू वॉशिंगटन डीसी ऑल इंडियंस संडे फीस्ट Boston, all Indians. New Jersey, all Indians. New Vrindavan, all Indians. You know, Brooklyn, all Indians. Seattle, all Indians. Detroit, all Indians. Our Laguna Beach, practically all Indians. LA is the only place where you find some Western people coming. Baki Texas, Dallas, some all Indians. Manor, all Gujaratis. उसमें भी सब मैक्सिमम पटेल सब फुल टेक ओवर है और बेचारे वेस्टर्न में सोच रहे इसकॉन इज इंडियन सोसाइटी पर कृष्णा इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी सो देयरफॉर वी हैव सर्टेन स्ट्रेंथ ऑफ यू नो सस्टेनेबिलिटी बिकॉज ओरिजिनली वी हैव अ कल्चर ऑफ यू नो सम डिवोशनल प्रैक्टिस इट्स इजी So therefore, the point I am making is that Maharaj is struggling very hard nowadays to attract Western people because practically ISKCON was established by Americans worldwide. They distributed books in minus 10, minus 5 degrees centigrade in December. With that money, they sent it to Prabhupada and Prabhupada used the money to build Juhu. He spent the money to build Vrindavan, that he built Mayapur. All that money was collected when the Western boys and girls, they froze out there in the cold without eating, without sleeping. And with that money, it has been built. And that's how Prabhupada established solid grounds for ISKCON in India. And all the Indians must never forget the gratitude we owe to that generation of Western devotees who because of their weakness and because of their culture and because of their various reasons could, may not have been able to continue practicing. But we should never criticize them or think less about them but only have gratitude for them, for what they have done. Because we should never forget, you know, the good things which have been done by anyone. So therefore, all of these people, they took great risks to distribute Prabhupada's books and to spread the movement. And the money was all spent in India, most of it. So it is now the duty, that's what Hansaluta Prabhu was telling. We all Westerners struggle like anything to then make India Krishna conscious. Now Western people need help. So it is the duty of Indians now to come out and help preaching in the West. So all of you will have to prepare yourself to go all over the world and spread Krishna consciousness. Are you ready? Are you ready? Sir, you know, you will tell, okay, now you go to Belgium, you go to Moscow, you go to Congo. Right? Keshachandra, go to Nigeria. Or Argentina. Don't go to play football there. To spread Krishna consciousness. Go to Mexico. Go to Siberia. Middle East. Everywhere. You need good preachers. Good preachers are required everywhere to spread the movement. So therefore, especially in the West, there is a great crisis. So Maharaj has to spend more time doing something to establish amongst the Western people Krishna consciousness. Therefore, sometimes for the reasons of acceptance, we may have to change or edit a little bit the regular Vaishnava appearance. Although he always maintains the sannyasi clothes for sure. But sometimes the tilak may not be there. So that is, you know, made a big issue by people who are not so mature. Otherwise, I have seen in Dubai, I went for a program and you were there. Nishant Prabhu was there. Jayadvaita Swami was there with jeans and kurta. Can you imagine? Jayadvaita Swami kurta and niche blue jeans. I said, oh, Gauranga Prabhu. I said, oh, oh. So that's the situation. If you want to enter Dubai, you have to change clothes. Jayapatak Maharaj, for so many years he was traveling. They always have their hat. And in Singapore, it's very dangerous. They're always suspicious that Hare Krishna's are entering. So Lokanath Maharaj actually came in pant and shirt. He came to the car to put his luggage. He passed through immigration. As he was putting the luggage in the car, one guy came from behind and said, Hare Krishna! And Maharaj turned around, Hare Krishna. He said, naturally enough, Nadu. Hare Krishna, brother. Direct response. He said, oh, so you are Hare Krishna, come. He got hold of him and put him on the next plane, sent him over to Singapore. So that is the situation. So many times when you are doing program, then the police chapa marte. Then the preacher ko chapa dete. Everyone is sitting. They are coming. Why you, all of you have come? We are having meeting. What meeting? Why so many people in meeting? But they can't find. So they go. So these things keep happening. So I say that, you know, in India the kind of culture we have is so wonderful. So much openness is there. It's not there anywhere else. Otherwise, if you go in Middle East, you wear pant shirt. You change when you go back to your place where you are staying. If you have to go to any program, again you wear pant shirt. Carry the dhoti kurta. Or sometimes you put pant on top of the dhoti. And dhoti become like fully like this. Or they give a shawl on top of this. So there is a shawl and pant. And a topi. And no tilak. And all the Arabs are looking at strange dresses. It looks so funny. And then as soon as you reach the venue of the program, then they have to give you a room where you change. So again you remove the pant, remove the shawl, tilak vilak lagao, kute radha madhava. Ho gaya, ek ghanta ho gaya, chalo. Vapas dressing room mein jao, vapas kapda pehno, vapas topi lagao, tilak nikalo. Agar din mein 3 program hai, to 3 mare drama karna padega. So you forget whether you are a speaker or a dramatist. So I say this is the Superman act. Superman apna dress change karta na sir. So it is like that, right? He is most experienced. He has seen all Swamis and all people coming there. But that's what Prabhupada is saying. For the purpose of preaching, Chanakya Pandit says if an honest person deals with a great cheater, it is necessary for him to become a cheater also. Not for the purpose of cheating, but to make his preaching successful. So like that. So all over the world, whether the immigrations are favorable or not favorable, they welcome you or not welcome you, devotees are going full-fledged, changing their dress and this and that. Griham manitam ahuya,
Griham manitam ahuya,
Praharadam daityayajaka,
Praharadam daityayajaka,
Prashasya shlakshnaya vacha,
Prashasya shlakshnaya vacha,
Samapritchanta samabhi,
Samapritchanta samabhi.
Very
So, Shanda and Amarka, they kind of got a heavy chastisement from Hiranyakashipu, so they were also like bewildered. So they were kind of worried. And they wanted to get out of Prahlad, probably something we don't know. So, he wanted to know now, Shandra Namarka wanted to know, have you learned, from how you have learned this instruction and how your intelligence has been spoiled in this way? Buddhi Veda Parakritam,
Buddhi Veda Parakritam,
Utaho Te Svato Bhavat,
Utaho Te Svato Bhavat,
Vanyatam Shrotu Kamanam,
Vanyatam Shrotu Kamanam,
Guru Nam Kulanandanam,
Guru Nam Kulanandanam.
Has this position of your intelligence been brought about by your, by you or by the enemy? We are all your teachers and are very eager to hear about this. Please tell us the thing.
Okay, so they kind of suspected that all this has been backed by some enemies only, the Vaishnavas. So they wanted to know more about it. So they wanted that these Vaishnavas should be caught and they should be punished. So that, you know, Hiranyakashipu becomes pleased with them and their name gets absolved out of this. Shri Prahlada Uvacha,
Shri Prahlada Uvacha,
Parashvasche Asagraha,
Parashvasche Asagraha,
Musamyan Malaya Kratam,
Musamyan Malaya Kratam,
Vimohita Dhyam Drishtas,
Vimohita Dhyam Drishtas,
Asmai Bhagavate Namaha,
Asmai Bhagavate Namaha.
By using the intelligence of me, Indian, I am now actually experiencing this, although I previously heard that he from operating this process.
Okay, so now he is describing the same thing of friend and enemy. Vimohita dhyan, when the intelligence is bewildered by the external energy, right? Maya, when Maya bewilders the intelligence, what happens? Parah shve swash cheti asat graha. One makes the distinction of my friend and my enemy. So it is actually asat. So if you go in how, what we have been reading in India, that Pakistan is enemy, whatever, Britishers were enemy, and we threw the Britishers out. Jallianwala Bagh massacre, who was the greatest, you know, enemy in that? General Dyer. Okay. You go to London and read the books there, you will read exactly opposite history. And we went to make them noble, to make them civilized, we were doing so much seva. And this poor Dyer was killed by this Udham Singh or whatever. He is such a big tyrant. Exactly opposite. So if you are neither belonging to either country and take history books of both and read, Vimohita Dhyan, you will be totally bewildered. Because both are considering friend and enemy from their perspectives. So who is friend, who is enemy? Yan Maya Krata, Pumsam Yan Maya Krata Paraha Swash. Parahasvas cheti asat graha. So therefore, we should know that it is a very important point to be
drill into our consciousness that we should change our calculations from within. We should not keep calculating that the worth of a person or the quality of a person is based on how he treats me, how he deals with me. That is a very, very demoniac paradigm to evaluate from. That's what is described here. My friend. My friend means he is good to me. My enemy, he is not good to me. But the whole Vaishnava conception is that how are these people relating to Krishna? And therefore, the Vaishnava is thinking, Aradhananam sarvesham Vishnu aradhanam param tasmat pradhanam devi tadiyanam samasam. Worship of Vishnu is the highest, and higher than that is worship of those who are serving Vishnu. So if they are serving Vishnu, Vishnu is pleased with them. And I am Krishna consciousness means what is Krishna's thoughts about them is more important than my thoughts about them. So therefore, we must make a conscious effort to change our mental calculations. Otherwise, that is what this verse is saying. Parahasvesh, parahasvesh, cheti asat graha, pumsam yan maya akritaha, vimohita dhyam drishtas tasmai bhagavati. Because, factually speaking, if your whole conception of friend and enemy is only based on ego, of how they are treating you, then over a period of time, you will find that nobody will be able to always satisfy you and treat you the way you expect. And at some point of time, the reality will be exposed that what he is doing, the way he is doing, the way he is thinking is not satisfying me now anymore. So then you start thinking, oh, now he is no longer friend, he is my enemy. So one will keep vacillating between these two extremes. So we should consider every devotee to be like a beautiful flower who is offered on a garland to Krishna. And Krishna is very pleased with them for whatever way they are offering. Whatever they are offering to Krishna. Right? So therefore, we should try to avoid this cultish behavior. And overcome these tendencies for self-possessiveness. So that is what, because these Shanda and Amarka and Hiranyakashipu are too much bothered. Only demons. How the demons can be together and how all the demons can protect their interests. All these are Vaishnavas. Enemies. Send them away. Kill them. Destroy them. So this kind of divisions in the mind we keep making all the time, but it arises from ignorance, it arises from material conception. We have joined ISKCON to overcome this, but you will be amazed at the number of court cases which ISKCON is having. Friend, enemy, friend, enemy, friend. So if we are having court cases against outsiders, it's okay to protect our interests. But we are having court cases amongst the devotees. So therefore, to translate these words from books into world of reality is not such a simple thing. It is more complex than any of us imagine. Because the tendencies for identification with the false ego are deep-rooted since millions of years. One can't come out of it so easily. But the blueprint is very, very clear. The vision statements are very clear. What is expected from us is very clear. What is not clear is how many years it will take for us to fulfill what is expected. But no one can say that, I didn't know what I was supposed to do. I didn't know what was expected. No one can have that excuse. So therefore we are going through this 2 years of course so that none of you can give an excuse that I didn't know all of you in 2 years will practically know everything what Prabhupada expected you to do, because many people otherwise say, I didn't know that because I was so busy in seva, I never got a chance to study. I didn't know that this was expected. If I had been taught, I would have behaved myself better. So you have lesser and lesser excuses available for you in future. Moving forward. Like that.
Sayadhanvratapumsam
Pashubuddhirvibhidyate
Anya esha tathanyoham
Iti
bheda
katasati.
When the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased with the living entity because of his devotional service, one becomes a pandita and does not make distinction between enemies, friends and himself. Intelligently, he then thinks, every one of us is an eternal servant of God, and therefore we are not different from one another.
Okay. He does not make distinction between friends, enemies and himself. Every one of us is an eternal servant, therefore we are different, not different from one another. Saha yadana vratah pumsan pashu buddhir vividyate anya esha tathanyoham iti veda. So demons think of everyone as a friend or enemy, but Vaishnavas say that since everyone is a servant of God, everyone is on the same platform. Therefore, Vaishnava treats other living entities neither as friends nor enemies. Tries to spread Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada, when he went to United Nations, he said, you call yourself United Nations, number of flags are increasing every year. So different nations are coming forward. Prabhupada said, what is the use of the United Nations if you put a pack of dogs inside a room, close the door and tell the dogs, have a conference. What will the dogs do? Keep barking and biting and beating each other. That's why we keep our dogs separate. In our TV, if you have seen the dogs, we get separate cages for them. Why? Because if you leave them like that, they just keep biting each other or beating each other. So Prabhupada said, what dogs will have conference? What will be the conclusion? Only barking. So what is the point of all of you coming together? Prabhupada could get away with anything. He could like give an analogy of dogs to the United Nations. So basically it's like that. Every nation is fighting over property, over what is mine, this, borders. All those things. So therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is now speaking in the next 2 verses, the basis of this. Saesha Atma Swaparetya Buddhiri
Saesha Atma Swaparetya Buddhiri
Duratyaya Anukramano Nirupyate
Duratyaya Anukramano Nirupyate
Muhyanti Yadvatma Nivedavadino
Muhyanti Yadvatma Nivedavadino
Brahma Dayo Hesha Bhinnati Nematim
Brahma Dayo Hesha Bhinnati.
Not to speak of them, even such exalted persons as Lord Brahma, who are fully conversant with the Vedic literature, sometimes bewildered in following the principles of devotional service. The same Supreme Personality of Godhead who has created this situation has certainly given me the intelligence to take the side of your so-called enemy.
So Prahlad Maharaj is so bold, he is telling directly Shankara Maharaj. The same Supreme Lord was created the situation, has given me intelligence to take side of your so-called enemy. Okay. So therefore, you wrongly think Lord is your enemy because he is favorable towards me. Therefore, I understand he is a friend of everyone. He has bestowed a great favor upon me. So now is the most wonderful verse, text 14. Yatha Brahmyati Ayo Brahman
Yatha Brahmyati Ayo Brahman
Swayam Makarsha Sannidho
Swayam Makarsha Sannidho
Tame Bhityate Chetas
Tame Bhityate Chetas
Chakrapaneya Drichaya. My consciousness, having been changed by his will, is attracted by Lord Vishnu. So Krishna is all attractive. Why I am not feeling attraction? It's because my iron-like heart is covered by the rust of lust. As long as there is the rust of lust, rust and magnet cannot be attracted. Only when the magnet sees direct surface of iron, the attraction comes. And lust means Atmendriya Vancha, selfish desires. So therefore, the more selfless you become, the more you will feel attraction towards Krishna. That's why the Vaishnavas are so important, because who will help you become selfless? The Vaishnavas. How do the Vaishnavas help you become selfless? Anyone? When there is a friction between the Vaishnavas, ghisai hoti hai, ghisai. To kya nikal jata hai? Rust nikal jata hai. Ek lohe aur dusre lohe ko aise aise karo to nikal jata hai. Sandpaper. Good. So that means we should encourage more friction as part of purification. Right now it is sporadic, let's organize friction. Let's have seminars on improving Vaishnava conflicts. Follow it. Yes. Yeah, when there is polish, so the real surface of the iron comes out. When you serve the Vaishnavas and the Vaishnavas are pleased, then they will bless. And that blessing purifies the covering of rust. You know, sometimes you use some chemical also to remove. So that blessings act as a nectar to remove the lust. So serving Vaishnavas may sometimes be very difficult, but the blessings which comes along with it, it is of great value. That is called Paramartha. Paramartha means, for any service you are looking for some artha, some value, some remuneration, some reward. So the reward which you are looking for is the blessings, through the pleasure of the Vaishnavas. The Vaishnavas are pleased and they give blessings. That blessings only has the power to purify our millions of lifetimes of conditionings. Therefore, if you simply sit with the cook in your own world and then forget the Vaishnava community, and do not respond to the request of the Vaishnavas for service, you lose the chance for blessings. Probably if you are sitting under a tree day and night and studying, only studying, that also may attract some Vaishnava's pleasure. And they may think, achha, disturb me, better. But if that is not under instruction, then it will not carry the blessings. If someone wants you to actually come and, you know, cut the trees and put soil in the, you know, area, till the land, and you are saying, no, I am studying very important aspect in the Shastras, how to improve service attitude. But we are telling you to serve.
No, I am not a priest.
I am compiling all the stories of all the great acharyas who surrendered. And it is going to take me a few years to complete that. Then I will surrender. So you lose that opportunity. You understand? So what will happen is, with an impure heart, even Shastric study becomes difficult. And the mind will agitate. So therefore, some service and study, service and study keeps you steady. Sri Narada Uvacha.
Sri Narada Uvacha.
Etavat Brahmana Yuktva.
Etavat Brahmana Yuktva.
Virarama Mahamatihi.
Virarama Mahamatihi.
Vamsannibhatsya Pupitah.
Vamsannibhatsya Pupitah.
Srino Raja Sevakah.
Srino Raja Sevakah.
Great Saint Narada Muni continued. Great soul Prahlad Maharaj became silent after saying this to his teachers. Pindar and Amar, the seminal sons of Shukracharya. These so-called Brahmanas then became angry at him. Because they were servants of Hiranyakashipu, they were very sorry and to chastise Prahlad Maharaj, they spoke as follows.
Right. So Shukracharya. Shukracharya means seminal. Shukra. So Shanda and Amarka did not possess real Brahmanical qualifications. Okay. So Prabhupada says a real Brahman is very much satisfied to see anyone, not to speak of his disciples, become devotee of Krishna. But now Shanda and Amarka, as Brahmanas are teachers, have become servants of Hiranyakashipu and doing things for his pleasure. Okay. So now it is described how they become angry. Aniyatam arevetram.
Aniyatam arevetram.
Asmakam ayashaskarah.
Asmakam ayashaskarah.
Vangarasya durbuddhe.
Vangarasya durbuddhe.
Chaturtho syodito tamah.
Chaturtho syodito tamah.
So now, these verses are very important and beautiful. These two verses describe how Shanda and Amarka become angry and chastise Prahlad. Aniyatam arevetram. Arey, bring me a stick. Asmakam ayashaskara. Prahlad is damaging our name and him. Apyashlaya. Kulangarasya durbuddhe. Okay, because of Kulangara, he is like a cinder in the dynasty, Durubuddhi, having bad intelligence. Chaturtho, Syodhito, he needs to be treated by the fourth of the four kinds of political diplomacy. Chaturtho, Chautha. Huh? Yes. So therefore, legal order, specification, offer of post, or finally, weapon. Disobediently agitates against the government, four principles are used to suppress him. Legal orders, pacification, offer of a post, or finally, weapons. When there are no other arguments, he is punished. In logic, it is called argumentum ad acerum. Okay. So, Prabhupada says, members of our Krishna consciousness movement are in similar position of Prahlad. 99% of the people are godless demons. Our preaching is always hampered by many impediments. Because of their fault of being devotees, American boys have sacrificed everything for preaching. Krishna consciousness are charged with being members of the CIA. So Prabhupada is expressing his, you know, frustration. Moreover, the seminal Brahmanas in India who say that one can become Brahmana only if born in a Brahman family, charge us
with ruining the Hindu system of religion. Of course, the fact is that one becomes a Brahmana by because we are training European Americans to be qualified, avoiding the Brahmanical status. We are being charged with destroying the Hindu religion, nonetheless confronting all kinds of difficulties. We must spread the Krishna consciousness movement with great determination. In spite of being the son of the demon Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad never feared the chastisements of the seminal Brahmana sons of the demoniac father. So Prabhupada is immediately bringing parallels to ISKCON. And ISKCON is also facing so much of opposition. So one will never find a situation where you can peacefully spread the movement. Okay, so now you are sitting in a farm and then tomorrow you start doing some service and then you experience some difficulty and you may think, okay, if I do preaching, it will be nice. Preaching will be wonderful. But it is the most difficult service amongst all. Because you are trying to give a commodity which no one wants. You understand? So when you start preaching, you will realize to full outsiders, you will realize how difficult it is to actually convince someone of the process. Our Prabhu used to come to Somaya Hostel for program. You would make sure that you would not come in the lecture. He would keep waiting outside till the lecture get over. Then come during prasad. Thoda khao. Till dur jao. Tala pass mat aao. Phas jaye. But prasad bhi koi chota mota thodi. So in my diary of 1996, where I used to write down who is coming, so iska naam hai. Because I gave him mala. Then he said, I will chant two rounds. I will chant two rounds. He started. Usha mat, pata nahi mala karta tha, kya karta tha, le to gaya mala. So he took the mala. And then after he went from Somaya, he went to Jamshedpur. His neighbor was a devotee. So prasad pehle andar gaya tha. Thoda tayari hua tha. Neighbor pakad liya. So then he and Nandanandan passed CA same year. 98 Jan. So then he came to Mumbai, he got Tata job, he got a big house next to the station in Andheri. So there we started program. So when we started program, then gradually so many people started coming and practically all members of the program became brahmacharis. And he was the last one, he joined, program closed. Pankata, Jay Sachinandan. Gokulan Prabhu, Shadbush Prabhu, apna ye Chaitanyanand Prabhu, Gaur Jagannath, apna Radhika Vallabh also used to come from TCS there. Radha Duji. Radha Duji Prabhu was regular member, one of the main cooks also. So you think that, okay, I won't associate much, I will do only this one that much. So Krishna is ready for you, you can't escape. So in preaching you can't really know who is who and what is what. So you just go out and give to everyone. So therefore, you know, he's very much, they are staying in the midst of all demons. But Prahlad Maharaj is a devotee. So his devotional feelings can't be suppressed. It has to come out. Daite chandana bane.
Daite chandana bane.
Jatoyam kantaka dramah.
Jatoyam kantaka dramah.
Yan moolon moola parasho.
Yan moolon moola parasho.
Vishnur nalayitor bhava.
Vishnur nalayitor bhava.
So what a creative analogy. The demons are giving. He has appeared like a thorn tree in the forest. To cut down the sandalwood tree, axe is needed. Wood of the thorn tree is very suitable. So Lord Vishnu is the axe, Prahlad is the Hindu. And they want to cut down our entire dynasty. That's their whole idea. So thus the thorn tree of demonic civilization can be cut to pieces by the axe of Vishnu Bhakti. Some of the members of the demonic civilization like Prahlad Maharaj may become handle of the axe versus Vishnu. And thus the entire forest of demonic civilization can be cut to pieces. So Prabhupada is saying, amlok sab demon hai. Hai ki nahi, sab demon mein se thode log handle ban jao. Whoever is wanting to become handle, become. And we can only help cut down the demonic civilization. There is no other way. You don't want to expect some avatar to come from above, like Prahlad. So therefore, Prabhupada went straight to the place where the biggest demoniac civilization was flourishing, America. And he picked up the Americans and then used them because they were the strongest to handle. As soon as you show American passport, no one can stop you. No visa required for US passport anywhere, Nadagiri, Gujarat. So Prabhupada used Americans, sent them to Australia, Russia, you know, Europe, London, Africa, South America. Everywhere Americans went, spread the movement. Prabhupada used that handle philosophy. And because they themselves, you know, were very good in talking, organizing, fundraising, they know how to manipulate material energy very well. They use that to bring things for Krishna and use it. And Prabhupada would say, what is the use of you being American if you can't do anything big and wonderful? Prabhupada would agitate them. You are Americans, you are supposed to do something wonderful, something big, not something small. They would say, yes, Prabhupada, and then they would get into the whole mood. They got that spirit. Huh? So hardly any Indians were there at that time. Even if you tell Indian, "Arey, kuch karo," so they would get into the mood, they would compete, they would have books, they would sell more books. Prabhupada would say, "Arey, he's selling more books, what are you doing?" Okay. Then he would go, and Prabhupada would just see this fellow has opened this temple, what are you doing? So like that, all the devotees, in the initial days, they themselves were from that society, from that civilization. They just converted. And they cut down Yamuna Devi. She was a beautiful singer. She sang Govinda. George Harrison, he was the one diverting millions of youth towards drugs and rock and roll and everything. Prabhupada used him. Okay, George, sing Hare Krishna. So the axe from the same, with the handles from the same society. George Harrison was the most famous singer. Prabhupada engaged him in singing Govinda album. Just by the Govinda album, practically more people have joined ISKCON than through any other single process. That was the influence of George Harrison. Because George Harrison got connected, thousands of Americans and Europeans got connected. You know, that's what, you know, George Harrison was so much attracted by Yamuna Devi's singing. She was sitting and singing Bhajagureman. So, we just, you were there in Vrindavan in January?
I just got from you.
Yeah. So he just recorded. She was singing, sitting in temple hall and singing. And George Harrison came after she completed singing and said, okay, this has been recorded, it is going on the album. Radha Krishna Temple. If you see on Radha Krishna Temple album, Bhajavureman is also there, sung by Yamuna. It was sung without her knowledge. It was recorded without her knowledge. And then he put in the music and everything. So George Harrison is not a small thing. It's like in the Western world, at that time, it was 100 times 200 times bigger than Amitabh Bachchan. What Amitabh Bachchan is in India. Because we need some reference to understand. Like recently that one lady came from America, Sharon Gannon in white. You attended that dog class, no? On top of the Yogashala, doggy class. Doggy jumping in river, I jumping to save her. Doggy drowning, me drowning. We jump, we swim, we save. All of us are there to catch up. But do you know who she is? She is the Ramdev Baba of America. She is the Ramdev Baba of? She is the yogi of all the yogis. Sharon Gannon. मैं सोच रहा हूँ महाराष्ट्र में इतना पीछे पड़े हुए पीछे 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 घुस जा रहे हैं मेरे को भी पकड़ रहे हैं उसको ये लिखा वो लिखा उसको मैं लिखा महाराष्ट्र के लिए करूँगा ठीक है इसके लिए क्यों करूँगा अरे पहरा दे रहे थे महाराज उसका रूम के चारों तरफ परिक्रमा कर रहे थे 13 नंबर के ऊपर उसके ऊपर मीटिंग मेरा चालू था आर्किटेक्ट महाराज के We are disturbing her. Go out from here. Come on here. कौन है कौन? समझे नहीं बोल रही थी। फिर बाद में मेरे को किसने ये एनालॉजी दिया? इधर वो लोग तुकाराम लोग आए ना? वो तुकाराम लोग आए। अरे इसलिए ट्रांडे हो और हमारी कार रूम। तब मेरे को क्लिक हुआ था। पहले ही बोलते तो अच्छा लगता। इसमें जॉर्ज हैरिसन 100,000 टाइम्स ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड पीपल नो मोर देन एनी अदर इंडियन एक्टर बिकॉज़ वन आवर जेनी टाइप ऑफ फ्रॉम सोवो स्ट्रीट लंदन के जेनी टाइप सो आई टोल्ड हिम यू नो दिस आई वाज जस्ट टेलिंग अबाउट बॉलीवुड एंड आई सेड अमिताभ बच्चन ही सेड हु मी अमिताभ बच्चन आई डोंट नो यू नो अमिताभ बच्चन But he's famous. Nobody cares the rest. वो कुन्न सा गया रे. इतना बड़ा पाँच. So it's all relative. So George Harrison was the biggest sensation for the Western audience. And Prabhupada caught hold of him and made him such a devotee. And he actually wanted to become initiated by Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was also so strict to the principles, he said no. Because he knew he can't follow all the rules and regulations. He said, no need for formal initiation, you are already initiated, your name is Harisan, you are son of Hari. And Prabhupada inspired him to give full manner, Bhaktivedanta manner, such a big property was donated by him. And the property clause was such that you couldn't just donate that. So he had to sell it. So he sold it for £1 to ISKCON. £1 transaction, which is worth millions of pounds. So Prabhupada used such handles to actually cut through the modern civilization. So the very music which was making people drug addicts, sex mongers, that same music reversed back and was now making people, devotees, make them chant Hare Krishna. And George Harrison tried it in his own concert tour. In 1975 he started composing music which is glorifying God. And you know, 2-3 lakh people were in the stadium and he was singing these songs. And the audience, they started shouting. They started booing him and they started demanding, you sing the old songs of sex and love. What is this nonsense going on? We don't want to hear this. They shouted him out of the stage. The most famous music sensation. He could not convince the audience of God consciousness, because people had come demanding sense gratification. So it's not so easy to cut sense gratification out of life of people. He got so dejected and frustrated after that. It is there in his biography. He stopped using tools after that. He went and became gardener in his own garden in London. He retired because he just felt totally rejected. And he didn't want to continue now singing those songs.
But public wanted that. ये क्या कर रहा है पुराना वाला अपने कोई चाहिए
सो दिस शोज इट्स नॉट इजी टू जस्ट कन्वर्ट द डेमोनिक मेंटेलिटी जस्ट बाय ब्रिंगिंग सम फेमस पर्सन प्यूरिटी इज द बोस्ट एंड इवन इफ द प्यूरिटी इज देयर देयर इज अ सर्टन स्टैटिस्टिक्स ओनली व्हिच विल गेट कन्वर्टेड इफ 5 लाख पीपल आर फिलिंग स्टेडियम इवन इफ द मोस्ट फेमस पीपल हु आर चैंटिंग 16 राउंड एंड is a pure devotee comes and sings, don't expect all 5 lakh to become devotee. Usme 5 hi aadmi banega. Aake halwa khake jayega. So that will be, George Harrison failed some record, American concert tour. So he was very, very frustrated with the whole experience. So therefore, this thorn tree and sandalwood tree example is very good, because modern civilization is like a sandalwood forest of demons, and you need a thorn tree to act as the handle for the chopping using the axe of Vishnumurti. Itittam vividopayai
Itittam vividopayai
विषयं स्तर्जनादिभि
विषयं स्तर्जनादिभि
प्रहरालं ग्राहयाम आसं
प्रहरालं ग्राहयाम आसं
त्रिवर्गस्य उपपादनं
त्रिवर्गस्य उपपादनं
So again they tried to, they said let's give one more try, because sometimes students take more time to understand things, so they thought probably there must have been a mistake. They tried again. Grahayam asar, they tried to induce Prahlad Maharaj to accept dharma artha kama. Okay, Hiranyakashipu, the father of Prahlad Maharaj, was simply interested in gold and sense gratification. And Prahlad refers to one who is always joyful in it. Prasannatma, joyful. Okay. Materialists go to a temple to worship many varieties of demigod to receive some benediction to improve material life. He goes to some sadhu or swami to take advantage of an easy method for achieving material opulence. In the name of religion, so-called sadhus try to satisfy the senses of the materialists by showing them shortcuts to material opulence. So Prabhupada is mentioning about all this business. So here is Prahlad, who is fully following the process of spirituality, and here is Chandayamarka trying to induce Prahlad out of his spiritual convictions. So this battle will always go on. That we are in the situation of Prahlad trying to practice Krishna Bhakti in the house of Hiranyakashipu. So it's just that we are not one Prahlad. We have to take shelter of each other, because the outside forces are pressing very severely and heavily on our consciousness. There is only one wave outside. Enjoy, 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 enjoy. And there is only a very, very tiny number of people who are coming together to discuss, let us serve, let us renounce, let us serve, let us please Krishna. So that number is very small. So if that few number of people also start shouting and screaming and agitating and fighting with each other, then you have nowhere to go. So one becomes totally confused and demoralized. So therefore we should maintain that dignity of the relationships in Vaishnava community. Because we should know that as soon as we step out, we are stepping out into the kingdom of Hiranyakashipu. Everyone is talking only of two things, money and sex. That's it. That's Hiranyakashipu. Tatakenam gururyatma gyatakeyachatushtayam daityendram darshayamasa matramrishtam alankritam.
After some time, the teacher Sanda and Amarka thought that Prahlad Maharaj was sufficiently educated in diplomatic affairs of pacifying public leaders, appeasing them by giving them lucrative posts, dividing and ruling over them, and punishing them in cases of disobedience. Then one day, after Prahlad's mother had personally washed the boy and dressed him nicely with sufficient ornaments, they presented him before his father.
Okay. So now, what happens when he again goes in front of Hiranyakashipu? Padayoho patitam balam pratinandya ashishasura vishvachachiram dorbhyam paramam apanirvritim. Aropyankam avagrahya
Aropyankam
avagrahya
Aropyankam avagrahya
ashru kalambubi
Aasinchan
vikasat vaktram
Idam
ahyudhishthira
smearing his head, with affectionate tears gliding down from his eyes and moistening the child's smiling face, he spoke to his son as follows.
Hiranyakashipu
Rivacha
Prahladanuchyatam Tata Swadhitam Kinchiduttam
Kale
Naita Vatayushman
Yad
Ashikshat Guror Bhavan.
Hiranyakashipu said, "My dear Prahlad, my dear son, O long lived one, for so much time you have heard many things from your teachers. Now please repeat to me whatever you think is the best of that knowledge."
Okay, so best of that knowledge is from Hiranyakashipu's point of view. He is thinking that best of knowledge is politics, for getting power, so that when you get power then you can enjoy Hiranya and Kashyasi. So this is a traditional difference of opinion between father and son, or demoniac civilization and divine civilization, between, you know, materialists and spiritualists. So this is a classic contrast which has always existed between the two kinds of mentalities, and it exists even now. Shri Prahlad Vacham
Shravanam
Kirtanam
Vishnoho
Smaranam Pada Sevanam
Archanam
Mandanam
Dasyam
Sakhyam Atmanivedanam
Iti
Pumsavita Vishnoho
Bhaktischena
Balakshana
Priyeta
Bhagavatyadha
Manye
Adhitam Uttamam.
Prahlad Maharaj said, "Clearly, I am chanting about the transcendental domain
form, qualities, paraphernalia and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship, 16 times of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming his servant, considering the Lord one's best friend, and surrendering everything unto him. In other words, serving him with body, mind and words. These 9 processes are accepted as a pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these 9 methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge.
So this whole purport can be part of some essay or something, right? So you can just note that down. It's a huge, like several pages for, how many pages?
15.
Huh? 15. So it's a 15 page purport. So naturally you have to do it. Nisham Nyaitat Sudavacho.
Nisham Nyaitat Sudavacho.
Hiranyakashi Pustada.
Hiranyakashi Pustada.
Bhurutram Vajedam.
Bhurutram Vajedam.
Bhurapas Praspuritadhara.
Bhurapas Puritadhara.
After hearing these words of devotional service on the mouth of his son Prahlad, Hiranyakashipu was extremely angry, his lips trembling. He spoke as follows to Sushanda, the son of his guru.
Brahma bhando kimetatte.
Brahma bhando kimetatte.
Vaksham shvetashaya.
Vaksham shvetashaya.
Sayam krayito bhalo.
Sayam krayito bhalo.
Mamana dritya durmate.
Mamana dritya durmate.
You have disobeyed my order and taken shelter of the party of my enemies. You have taught this poor boy about devotional service. What is this nonsense?
So Asaram, he is saying is devotional service. No substance. Kya sikhate hai? Kya sikhate hai? Bhakti yukti sikhate hai? Kya hai? Kuch practical nahi sikhate. Kuch kamaye ka nahi, kuch nahi. Kuch kaise jiye ga? Kya hai? Bhajan bhajan. Asaram. Devotional service is the only essence. This sar. Santi asada goloke.
Santi asada goloke.
Dhrumaitras chatmaveshna.
Dhrumaitras chatmaveshna.
Eshamudetya ghamkale.
Eshamudetya ghamkale.
Roga patakinam iva.
Roga patakinam iva.
In due course of time, various types of diseases are manifest in those who are sinful. Similarly, in this world, there are many deceptive friends in false God. But eventually, because of their false behavior, their actual enmity becomes manifest.
Okay. So, Hiranyakashipu thought that the teachers are doing this. So, he started chastising them. Roga Patakena. So, now the Guru Putra, they are very much prepared and they say, Shri Guru Putra Ruvacha,
Shri Guru Putra Ruvacha,
Namat Pranitam Napara Pranitam,
Namat Pranitam Napara Pranitam,
Suto Vadatyesha Tavendra Shatro,
Suto Vadatyesha Tavendra Shatro,
Naisargikiyam Matirasya Rajan,
Naisargikiyam Matirasya Rajan,
Niyachamanyam Karadasmanasma,
Niyachamanyam Karadasmanasma.
The son of Shukracharya, Hiranyakashipu's spiritual master, said, O enemy of King Indra, O King, whatever your son Prahlad has said was not taught to him by me or anyone else. His spontaneous devotional service is naturally developed in him. Therefore, please give up your anger and do not unnecessarily accuse us. It is not good to insult a brahmana in this way.
So they are like bewildered. Itna humne systematic sab padhai usko karaya, ye bol kuch aur hai. So naturally, you know, as a teacher, they are getting bewildered. Srinarada uvacha.
Srinarada uvacha.
Gurunaivam pratiprokto.
Gurunaivam pratiprokto.
Bhuya ahasurasutam.
Bhuya ahasurasutam.
Na chedguru mukhiyante.
Na chedguru mukhiyante.
Puto bhadrasita mati.
Puto bhadrasita mati.
Where have you got it?
Therefore, kuto abhadra asatimati, inauspicious one, kuta, from where you got this? Chakravarti Pad is saying it is actually bhadra sati, not abhadra sati. So he is glorifying. Hiranyakashipu is actually glorifying abhadra sati, not bhadra sati. So the spontaneous education of Prahlad Maharaj is supported as auspicious and perfect. So therefore the formal education of Prahlad was in demoniac principles and his spontaneous education was in devotional principles. So when a person gets both formal education and devotional education, those who are demoniac, they feel threatened by the devotional education and they react very vehemently because it threatens their own convictions also. Why do most relatives and family members feel offended? Because they think we also will have to follow. That means what we did whole life, eating meat and drinking liquor, this, that is not good. So their own existence is under threat. So it is very difficult for someone to accept that my 50, 50, 60 years of life is failure. So they want to deny that. Very few people are humble enough to actually admit it and change and take. Sri Prahlada Vacha Matirna Krishne Paratasvato
Vaha
Mato Vipatyeta Griha Pradhana Aranda Gobhir Vishadanta Misra
Aranda Gobhir Vishadanta Misra
Puna Punascharvita Charvanana
Puna Punascharvita Charvanana
Nate Vidusvartha Gatim Hi Vishnum
Nate Vidusvartha Gatim Hi Vishnum
Durashayaye Bahirathamanina
Durashayaye Bahirathamanina
Andhayatande Upaniyamana
Andhayatande Upaniyamana
Devi Shatantraya Murdham Nibaddha
Devi Shatantraya Murdham Nibaddha
Aisha-madhi-stava-durukra-vangri Sprashati-anartha-paramo-yadartha Maniya-sampada-rajo-bhishetam
Nishkin-chanana-navrini-tayava Nishkin-chanana-navrini-tayava
Prahlad Maharaj replied, because of their uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted to materialistic life make progress towards hellish conditions and repeatedly chew that which has already been chewed. Their inclinations towards Krishna are never aroused, either by the instructions of others, by their own efforts, or by the combination of both.
So these three shlokas also should be given with very important. Prahlad has spoken very few shlokas actually. But whatever shlokas he has spoken, especially to Hiranyakashipu, are very important, contain the essence of the philosophy. Of course, we don't have much time to go into detail, but the important point Prabhupada is making is that Adanta Gobhir Vishadanta Nishtam. If you don't control your senses, you will enter into hell. And those who are determined not to accept Krishna consciousness will not accept anyway. Matirna Krishna. Parata Sato Mito. Like that. So therefore, if you are breaking your head to make someone devotee and he is not responding, so don't feel disheartened or discouraged. Because you should know that that is how the reality will be always. Adanta Gobhir Vishadanta Nishtam. One who cannot control his senses and does not want to control his senses, he will not take to this path seriously at all. Puna puna charita charanama. They will continue keep doing the same thing. Getting up, drinking tea, taking breakfast, watching television, then going to job, smoking, chewing pan, drinking chai, you know, talking prajapa, come back, again watch television, drink liquor, you know, have sex, go to sleep. Puna puna charvita charvanama, chalta rahega jindagi. No change. They can't understand that there is something higher. So very few people are fortunate enough to get that understanding, that there is a higher goal in life. So therefore he says in the next verse, read the translation.
Persons who are strongly entrapped by the consciousness of single individual life and who have therefore accepted as their leader or guru a similar blindman attached to external sense objects cannot understand that the goal of life is to return home back to Godhead and engage in the service of Lord Vishnu. As blind man guided by another blind man miss the right path and fall into a ditch, materially attached men led by another materially attached man are bound by the ropes of voodoo level, which are made of very strong cords, and they continue again and again in material life, suffering the threefold miseries.
So, teacher and father are natural leaders in society. Teacher and father are natural guides to their dependents. So in this shloka, Prahlad Maharaj is clearly saying that they may be guides for certain aspects of culture or skills, but they cannot be guides for the ultimate destination of the soul. That you need specialized training. Right? So if your watch or your mobile becomes defective, then you don't refer to your teacher or your father to repair it. You go to someone who's trained in doing that and gets repaired. Similarly, if your consciousness needs to be purified and your anarthas need to be cleansed, then you don't refer to your father and your teacher. You go to a teacher who's trained in this science, then he can. It's like going to a doctor. So a trained doctor can only intervene in your health crisis. Similarly, a trained devotee teacher can only intervene in your spiritual crisis. So that's the point. Father, why not the blind following the blind? And they both fall into the ditch. And this concept is not much understood or accepted in India. So they feel that if someone is a father or mother, then they should be authorities on all aspects of the son's and the daughter's life, including spirituality. I mean, it depends on the situation, otherwise people start taking decisions on even so many other aspects. What the son should be doing, what the daughter should be doing, beyond their mandate, beyond their scope. So whatever is their scope must be defined and then that should be done accordingly. Otherwise only in spirituality every family member, every relative has an opinion on what you should be doing, what you should not be doing. So now he is describing what is the power of serving the Vaishnavas. What is the translation?
Unless the smell upon the worlds, the dust of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, completely free from material contamination, persons very much inclined to a materialistic life cannot be attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, who is glorified for his uncommon activities. Only by becoming Krishna conscious and being sheltered, and the lotus feet of the Lord in this way cannot be free from material contamination.
Okay, so he is not only giving Hiranyakashipu a certificate of what he is. He's a blind fellow. Now he's telling that how he can overcome his blindness. Because he didn't have to do it. Serve the Vaishnavas, get their blessings and become devotee. Ityukto paratam putram Hiranyakashipurusham Andhikritatma svatsangam Nirasyatamahitale.
After Prahlad Maharaj had put on the challenge,
ఆహమర్ష రుజావిష్ట
రుజాయి
భూతలోచన మధ్యరామా స్వయం మధ్యో So, I am me bhratraha soyam, hitvasan suhurdo dhama, chupyahantu padavyom,
vishnodasavatarchari.
Now he's telling the real reason. Read it.
This boy Prahlad is the killer of my brother, for he has given up his family to engage in devotional service of the enemy, Lord Vishnu, like a menial servant.
So, this is the inborn motive. It's my enemy. Vishnu killed my brother. Therefore, Vishnu is my enemy. And now Prahlad is serving my enemy. How can this be possible? So therefore, he is becoming very angry. Vishnurva sadhu asaukinnu
Vishnurva sadhu asaukinnu
Parishyati asamanjasam
Parishyati
asamanjasam Saudhanvutte jambitro
Saudhanvutte jambitro
Adhya panchahayana
Adhya panchahayana.
अरे पिताजी के साथ ऐसा व्यवहार कर रहे थे विष्णु के साथ क्या विष्णु को समझा दे अरे ये मेरे साथ ऐसा व्यवहार कर रहा है तो इस्कॉन में क्या करेगा मत लो इस्कॉन में परोप्यपत्यम हितकृत्यतौषधम स्वदेहयोग्यामय वत्सुतो
हितम्
चिन्त्यान्तरङ्गं यदुदात्मनो हितम् శేషం సుఖం జీవతి యత్ వివర్జన
శేషం సుఖం జీవతి యత్ వివర్జన.
Although a medicinal herb being born in the forest does not belong to the same category as a man, if beneficial, it is kept very carefully. Similarly, someone outside one's family is favorable, he should be given protection like a son. On the other hand, if a limb of one's body is poisoned by disease, it must be amputated, so that the rest of the body may live happily. Similarly, even one's own son, if unfavorable, must be rejected, all the war of one's own body.
So Prabhupada says, Trinadapi Sunichena, Guru Visheshana. How devotee is disturbed by non-devotee? Although non-devotee is an affectionate father. Material world says that non-devotee father becomes enemy of devotee's son. Devotee is actually serious about advancing his spiritual life. Should give up the company of non-devotees and keep company with devotees. Like that. Sarvairupaye hantavya
Sarvairupaye hantavya
Sambhoja shayanasanai
Sambhoja shayanasanai
Surghlingadara shatru
Surghlingadara shatru
Murdushtam kirendriyam
Murdushtam kirendriyam.
So this is Hiranyakashipu's planned campaign to kill Prahlad Maharaj. So all of us are aware of this very heinous attack by Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad. So therefore the desires for sex and money may always try to attack the joy of serving Krishna. Those desires will keep attacking all kinds of means, through all kinds of ways. But as long as your desire to remain happy in serving Krishna remains, Prahlad, then that desire cannot be subdued just by those desires for money and sex. Okay? Unless one voluntarily submits that desire to serve Krishna and overwhelms and embraces the desire for sex and money, those desires by themselves cannot touch. So we should know that we have to take shelter of Krishna and remember Vishnu, and then we will remain protected from these attacks. Otherwise, there is a constant campaign going on by the Hiranyakashipu civilization to subdue that spirit or the desire within your heart. Because once the inspiration and desire is gone, finished, that's it. Khel khatam. So therefore, you must never allow any situation to overwhelm that desire to serve the Lord and experience the joy.
Nairitaste
samadishta.
Nairitaste samadishta.
Bhartravai shulapanaya.
Bhartravai shulapanaya.
Dikvanashtra karalasya.
Dikvanashtra karalasya.
Amrasma shrushiro ruha.
Amrasma shrushiro ruha.
Adanto bhairavam nadam.
Adanto bhairavam nadam. Chindi
minti tivarina.
Chindi minti tivarina.
Asinam chanam shulai.
Asinam chanam shulai.
Adan sarva marmasu.
Servants of Hiranyakashipu thus began striking the tender parts of Prahlad Maharaj's body with their trident. The demons all had fearful faces, sharp teeth and reddish coppery beards and hair, and they appeared extremely threatening. Making a tumultuous sound, shouting, "Chop him up, pierce him," they began striking Prahlad Maharaj, who sat silently meditating upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Parebrahmani anirdeshye
bhagavati
akhilatmani
tamatmani
apavadasan apunyasyeva
satkriya.
Okay, so this is Govinda Parinamita. Prahlad Maharaj is always engaged. So there have been many attempts by the demons to kill the Supreme Personality, but it cannot be injured. They cannot see nor touch. So Anirdeshya, we cannot understand him to be in a particular place. He is Akhilatma, active principle. Those who cannot understand the position of the Lord are unfortunate. They may think they can kill the Supreme Lord and his devotees, but all their attempts will be futile. The Lord knows how to deal with them. So we should not be discouraged by the materialistic propaganda to denigrate or destroy the essence of the existence of God. As they say, pen is mightier than the sword. So probably the way Prahlad's faith was attacked with weapons may not be attacked now. But as soon as you open the internet, you open the newspapers, magazines, you will only see words attacking your faith, your consciousness, with all these weapons. Okay? So if your faith in Vishnu and Krishna Bhakti is strong, then it will not affect you. That's the whole idea. But if you have not been reading Prabhupada's books, if you have not been hearing Bhagavatam, and then you have access to all these piercing words of skeptics and materialists and scholars and scientists and other things, you will get thoroughly confused because your faith will be shaken.
Prayase apahate
tasmin. Daityendra parishankita. Jakarta padopaya.
My dear King Yudhishthira, when all the attempts of the demons to kill Prahlad Maharaj were futile, the king of demons, Hiranyakashipu, being most fearful, began contriving other means to kill him.
Diggajayananda Shukendrai.
Diggajayananda Shukendrai.
Abhicharavapatanai.
Abhicharavapatanai.
Maya Bhirsanirodhaischa.
Maya Bhirsanirodhaischa.
Gardane Abhojanai.
Gardane Abhojanai.
these Hare Krishnas, you do anything, they just still remain. Whatever you do, but still it remains. That shows that nothing external can finish the existence of devotional service. When one is determined to practice, no external force can stop. But only because of situation, when a person's desire gradually diminishes, then one becomes completely engulfed by depression. Right? So now here is also saying that when will you come back home? And the relatives say, don't worry, he'll come back home after a few years, don't worry. You'll get distressed, you'll get depressed, you'll get bewildered, no problem. So sometimes family members, relatives are also worried how long this fellow will keep chanting, how long they will keep doing this. They are hoping against hope something will happen. So unless the person himself goes through a feeling that, okay, I have had enough, nothing can stop.
Imam tu paashair varunasya badhva.
Imam tu paashair varunasya badhva.
Nidehi bhito na palayate yatha.
Nidehi bhito na palayate yatha.
Buddhischa kumso vayasarya visevaya.
Buddhischa kumso vayasarya visevaya.
Yavad guru bhargava agamishyati.
Yavad guru bhargava agamishyati.
So now Shukracharya arrested him, and they still feel that he can be brainwashed. So he's right now, child, let him continue some more time. He'll be all okay. Tateti
guru putroktam.
Tateti guru putroktam.
Manubhyayena mabravit.
Manubhyayena mabravit.
Dharmohi asya adheshtavyo.
Dharmohi asya
adheshtavyo. Vajyam yogrhane dhyanam.
Vajyam yogrhane dhyanam.
Dharmamartam cha kamam cha.
Dharmamartam cha kamam cha.
Nitaram cha anupurvashah.
Nitaram cha anupurvashah.
Aradayocchato rajan.
Aradayocchato rajan.
Vashchitanvayata cha.
Vashchitanvayata cha.
Thereafter, Shraddha and Amalka systematically and unceasingly taught Prahlad Maharaj, who was very submissive and humble, about mundane religion, economic development and sense gratification.
Yathātrivargam
gurubhir
Ātmane upashikṣitam
Sādhune
tachikṣa
Durvāropam
varnitam.
So, yatha trivargam is very important to understand that trivargam is religion, economic development and sense gratification, but the chaturtha vargam, moksham, is not discussed because that is the beginning of spirituality. So only three. Till sense gratification is fine. Okay. Prahlad being situated above such things, did not like them. And it is concerned with duality of birth and death. Okay. So Prabhupada says, 99.9% of the people in the three worlds are uninterested in either liberation or spiritual liberation. Only devotees headed by Prahlad and Narada Muni are interested in their education. So therefore, one should be interested in spiritual education and its consequence. Yadacharya pravritto.
Yadacharya pravritto.
Gurume dhiya karmasu.
Gurume dhiya karmasu.
Vayasseva nakaistatra.
Vayasseva nakaistatra.
Sopahuta kritakshane.
Sopahuta kritakshane.
When the teachers went home to attend to their council affair, the students of the same age as Prahlad Maharaj called him to take the opportunity of leisure hours for play.
So now, how Prahlad Maharaj, so Shandai Amarkar giving Prahlad certain instructions, and now Prahlad is giving certain instructions to his schoolmates. There is no connection between the two. And the school children are also bored with the same, you know, dharmartha kama, dharmartha kama. So in school you are always interested in extracurricular activities or guest lecture or some other different topic. So there is always a market for Krishna consciousness, even in demoniac society. So you may think, hey, these are all demons, this is hi-fi fellow, will we hear, right? They are bored with that life. They are looking for this. Problem is, we don't go and we don't present it to them. They are bored experiencing and doing dharma artha kama, dharma artha kama. In Kali Yuga, no dharma only. Adharma artha kama. Adharma artha kama. Okay, so now he is describing. Adattansh lakshna yavacha. Adattansh lakshna yavacha.
Smiling, he began to teach them about the uselessness of the materialistic way of life. Being very kind to them, he instructed them as follows.
So Prahlad is smiling, Prabhupada says. Prahlad was laughing at them. This was not real happiness. What you have learned is nothing. So duty of this follow in footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj, you teach the entire world how to be Krishna conscious and be really happy. Like that. So therefore, Krishna is compassionate to fallen souls. Also, devotees, servants of Krishna are interested in educating entire populace in Krishna consciousness. Mistake of materialistic life is in understood by devotees. Therefore, they smile upon it, considering it insignificant. So just on one word, Prabhupada is quoting, see. Atatan shlakshneya vacha and kripaya prahasan eva. See, both things are important. Not just prahasan, but kripaya, with compassion. Out of compassion. Etatat gauravat sarve.
क्षण
मैत्रो भगवत famous purport of Prabhupada, where Prabhupada emphasizes the word Gurukul, innocence of the children and Gurukul and everything, but somehow the Gurukul in ISKCON failed miserably. And we ended up paying $20 million. No, sorry, not $20 million. 20 crore rupees, I think. $4 million, $4 or $5 million as compensation to one of the abused Gurukul children.
So anyway, Prabhupada definitely had a great vision for Gurukul. Like that, Prabhupada had a great vision for farm communities. So the two major failures of ISKCON have been Gurukul and farm communities. Disasters. ISKCON Gurukuls and ISKCON farm communities have been major disasters of the highest order. So currently, Aishwarya Prabhu was sharing this morning that the Bhakti Vidyapur Maharaj Gurukul in Mayapur and the Govardhan Eco Village in Vada, they are like struggling to show some light that something is going on in terms of both Gurukul and farm community. Otherwise, practically everywhere, business closed. So therefore, it's an important thing for us to live based on ideals. And if you read Transforming Hearts of Maharaj, in that he says, this particular community is meant to be lived according to certain ideals. So when there are ideals, you know what to do, then it may take some time more to achieve what you want to do. But at least you should be clear what you are doing. So Prahlad preached to the innocent children that time. And those children became inspired to some extent. So we also have the opportunity to share Krishna consciousness with many innocent people. And by seeing all the facilities here at Govardhan Eco Village, many people from the demoniac civilization will visit. So many, 12,000-13,000 school children they visited last 6 months. 13,000 disciples of Shandanavarthi and all the Prahladas had the opportunity to share with them transcendental knowledge. And the disciples of Shandanavarthi give money also. So in the coming years probably you may also have to share some of your knowledge with others. Because you have now heard so much that you need to start sharing. So you'll also be part of some, initiatives for sharing with the guests and visitors Krishna consciousness moving forward. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki
jai.
Prabhupada Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai.
Thai go Priman.
Thank you.